Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Come on, quiet, sir. Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus, so holy, he can have new life, new life, new hope, to all he bring. Listen to the angels sing, the singing glory, glory. Glory to the new born King. Say it again. Jesus, 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 yes, sir. Oh, what a wonderful child. Come on, pick it up. Jesus, Jesus, yes, sir. So holy, making my new life, yeah, hope to all. Come on and listen to the angels sing. They're singing glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Listen. Jesus, 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 yes, sir. Oh, a wonderful child. Sing it with me. Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus. So holy, making new life, to hold, to hold. Come on and listen to the angels sing. They're singing glory, glory, glory to the new born King. Listen, it was held by the angels. Born in a lonely manger, yeah. God chose Virgin Mary as his mother, yeah. And Joseph as his earthly father. There was three wise men coming from afar, yeah. They was guided by that shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Come on, church, say Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus, come on now. Oh, my wonderful child. Come on, church, say Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus, yeah. So holy, new life, new hope. Come on and listen to the angels. What are they saying? Glory, 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 glory to the new born King. Let me say, it was Pharaoh by the angel, born in a lonely manger. God chose Virgin Mary as his mother, and Joseph as his earthly father. Three wise men traveling from afar, they was guided by that shining star to see our Savior where he laid in a manger filled with hay. Come on, church, and say, Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus, oh, a wonderful child. Come on, let's get excited. Jesus, yes, sir. Jesus, so holy. Oh, 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 oh. Come on and listen to the angels sing. They're singing glory, glory, glory to the new born King. Come on with me now. Jesus, stay right there. Jesus, 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 yes, sir. Jesus, come on, call the name. Jesus, 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 in the morning. Jesus, I call the name. Jesus, in the evening. Jesus, when I call that name, something happens. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, oh, a wonderful child, yes, sir, Jesus, 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 so holy, oh, 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 oh. listen to the angels sing. They're singing glory, 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 glory to the new born king. Listen to this. It was heralded by the angel one day, born in a lonely manger. God chose for the Mary as his mother. And he said, Joseph, you will be his father. Yeah. Three wise men traveling from afar. Yeah. They was guided by that shining star to see my Savior where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Everybody cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, sir. Oh, what a wonderful child. Come on, church, and say, Jesus, 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 yes, sir. So holy, Lord, new life, new hope, new all. Oh, Lord, listen to the angels sing. They're crying, holy, holy, to the newborn. If y'all give me a chance to sing one more time, I say, Jesus, 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 oh, what a wonderful child. Come on, church, and say, call that name. Oh, yes, sir, so holy. Oh, Lord, new life, new hope, new all. Come on and listen to the, what are they saying? They're saying, holy, holy, holy. Newborn King. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody ought to say hallelujah for that newborn King. Because if it wasn't for that King, we wouldn't be here today. Glory be to God. So while we're here, we ought to give God some praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, the doctor didn't want me to sing. But today, I'm going to give God the praise because he gave me this voice. Amen. If I had to hum it out, I'm going to keep on singing for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God.
He's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy for all the praise we can give him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. For this is another day the Lord had made. We ought to rejoice and be glad that he let you be in this day. Because he could have left you in yesterday. He could have left you in last week. He could have left you at the beginning of the year. But he brought it all the way from January 1 to this day, December 15, 2024. And he didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. But he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not that we deserved it. If it had gone by what we deserved, we wouldn't be here. But because he is a living God, hallelujah, and a loving God, kind and compassionate, hallelujah, always doing good things, hallelujah, because he loves. Tell somebody that what love does. Do things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. of God's glory and honor and praise for everybody in the house today. Our presider, Elders Green. To the assistant minister, Bess. To all our other preachers in the house. Praise God. And to all officers in the house. Praise God. Everybody else, the lay people. So we praise God for every one of you. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is important. Everybody is precious. And there's no big you and no little eyes. Hallelujah. In God's people, we are all made from the same thing. Hallelujah. And we're just dirt, different colors. But we're dirt. Hallelujah. And the word said, from that we came with that we want to go back to. We bring nothing in, we take nothing out. Everybody's going to be back at the same level at some time. But we're going to have to give an account for the stewardship that he has given us in our bodies. Hallelujah. What you've done with it. Since he gave it to you. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have to be rewarded accordingly. Hallelujah. Thank God again for just another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And said, we are getting to that place in life. Everything is right. Fast. One that like that was last week. Seemed like I went through two Fridays and Saturdays back to back. Like I missed the whole weekend there, some kind of way. But my mental is that I just went through Thursday, Friday, his Thursday, Friday again. Praise God. But God to our God be the glory. For all he continues to do. What time is it? Good news time. So we come to bring God's word to you, which is good news. Hallelujah. He don't have bad news. He got good news. Because whatever's going wrong, he got some good news for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he is all in all. All powerful, all knowing, all wise, and he is our God, our everlasting Father. From the book of St. John 10:9-10. St. John 10, verses 9-10. Okay, are we there? Anybody need any time to praise the Lord? Okay. St. John 10, verses 9-10, I am the door. By me, if any man at the end, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, for you he came. All right. Oh, you want to make it more personal? Say, for me he came. All right. We are in the season where everybody try, well, I won't say everybody, but most people try to do things that's pleasing to God. They try to get in the spirit of joy. But I want you to know that you should have that spirit year-round. Joy every day. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Okay, the joy of the Lord keep you going. Because when things are going down here, you can think on what the Lord is doing. David said, I would have fainted had I not left seeing the goodness of the Lord. I remember the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we remember what God has done, what he is doing, and what he shall do. We won't have to worry. Jesus came, and it was necessary for him and for us that he did come because we had messed up. All right? We had it good. All right? We had everything that we needed, no problems in the world at all. Nothing bad. Okay? Everything was good. And but God don't want to force you into worshiping him. He wants to force you to praise him. He wants us to do it with a willing mind and a willing heart. So he gives us choice. Okay. We always got a choice to follow in order to get the things that God has prepared and for us. So we need to keep that in mind. The choice is up to us, whether we do the right thing or the wrong thing. Whether we choose good over bad, the choice is ours. Sometimes we hang around people that influences us. And we, by doing that, we tend to do the wrong thing. But then we'll say, somebody caused me to do this. You know, if they hadn't been for that person, I wouldn't have done that. But you need to know that no matter what they've done, the choice was still up to you. Whether to do the right thing or the wrong thing. God had two major plants in the Garden of Eden that man could live by or live with. One was called the tree of life, and the other was the tree of good and bad, or the tree of knowledge. All right, so he gives us these two trees that was in the midst of the dwelling place. Okay. And he said, I set before you life or death. And he suggests to us that we choose life. Now, if we choose life, we could live forever. I want you to know today that that choice is still yours. You can choose life or you choose death. All right? Said, if you choose death, then you're going to die. But if you choose life, you should never die. You will live forever. Now, there was everything in the garden that man needs. Plenty of food, water, and whatever else. God put him in charge. All right, so nothing there to make him do anything because man was in charge. He had put us in charge of our own destiny. He had put us all in charge of our own life and how we're going to choose to live. He has put it in our hands that will determine whether we live or die. The choice is ours, whether we have joy or sorrow. It's yours. Every day we subconsciously choose our direction for the day. How we're going to spend this day. We're going to either spend it joyful or we'll spend it worrying. We'll spend it either hopeful or we'll spend it doubtful. Are we going to be sad or are we going to be joy? The choice is yours. Now, if you choose the thing that God has for you, then you'll make a good choice. But if you choose that the world offers, then that's not going to be a good choice. Hallelujah. So it's in our hands. Whether we're going to be sad today or joyful today. The word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The neighbor, it doesn't stay night all the time. But there's light and there's darkness. One follows the other. If you're in the light, you will fall because you can see where you're going. The word said, "Is a light to my path, a lamp to my feet." He keeps you from falling, but you got to rely on his word. Okay? We said, now to him that's able to keep us from falling. He is able whether you allow him to keep you from falling or not. He can handle your problem and everybody else's problem all at the same time. All right? Because he is a God, okay, that never fails. He's got joy, peace, and happiness going on all the time. Glory be to God. The choice is us. Jesus came for you and he came for me. He came so that you could have this choice. He came that you can be delivered. He came that you may come to him and gain the strength that you need to handle the situation you're facing. It's in your hand. for you he came. All right? He didn't come for himself. All right? He didn't come for his father. But he came to help you out. Okay? He came to deliver you from the tares and snares. He came to deliver you from your tears and sorrow and give you some tears of joy. He said he will turn your weakness into strength and your sadness into joy. The word said, he says, until you can count it all, it's joy. When you enter into diverse temptation, whatever it is, you choose to go with it and accept it with joy. And the reason we can accept that joy, because the word also tells us that joy, hallelujah, is coming in. And the word tells us we can count it as joy because it's going to make a matter, because we know that all things are coming together. Okay? And they're working together to them that love God. So whatever it is, we got to choose to say it's for my good. And if it's for my good, I ought to receive it but joyfully. If I receive it joyfully, then I won't get down. I'll be on the spiritual high all the time, because I can be like Paul. I know how to live these through these things. I know how to be up and I know how to be down. I know how to be hungry. I know how to be full. I know how to handle every situation in life. Okay? I know how to do this. And I can do this because it says, I can do all things through Christ who provides our strength. He came that you might remember, Jesus already come. The word says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful God, and Mighty Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. He is already here. He has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Because he came, you can have this abundant life. Okay, because he came, things were going to work out somehow, some way. It's going to work out. Hallelujah. Because he came. To help us out in every situation. We can praise our way through. We don't have to wait for the battle to be over. We know we already got the reward. And the reward is for me and for you. You got the power. You got the strength. You got all that you need to have a good day every day. You may be in pain, but you're grateful that you're still here. You can feel the pain. Hallelujah. And as long as you're here, You can have the opportunity to be delivered. Hallelujah. Because he will take you through this because there are many other afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord God delivers out of all situations. Because he lives, he said, you ought to be able to praise him. Yeah. Praise him. Yeah. Hallelujah. In the sanctuary. Yes, Lord. He came so you can praise him in this house. Yeah. You can praise him also in your personal house. Yeah. Your body. Praise him in it. Hallelujah. Praise him in the firmness of his power. He got that power for you. Hallelujah. And so you can rely on his power, not yours. See, it's not our problem that we rely on our power. But the word said, I can do all things through Christ, not through me, but through him. And he provides our strength. Yeah. When we don't feel like we ain't got the strength, we can call on him. He will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the sound of the harp and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the string instruments. And organ. See, God came that you can do this anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah, because he came. Praise him upon the loud cymbals and the praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, hallelujah, that has breath, praise ye the Lord. How he came to deliver you from your burdens. He came that you could enjoy this day. He came that you might have life. For the thief come but to do three things. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Just don't live, but live in the glory and power of the Lord. Just don't live to complain, but live to give thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. Lord, I thank you for you've been my God over mountains and valleys. I thank you. Because you are my God, my hope, my deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is our joy. God is our peace. God is our hope. God is my joy. I need Jesus every day. And all I got to do is call him. And he'd be there because he said he would. He'll be right there. He come that you know sorrow will be turned into joy. He came. For this, these times of trials and tribulation, he came. Came that he might be your shepherd. And he's a good shepherd. That he came. But you got to allow him to be your shepherd. You got to allow him to be your hope. You got to know and not hope that he is a God of joy. And a God of peace. He gave us peace. So why are you worrying? All right. God does everything that's good. Everything is bad, it comes from the devil. It came when we opened up that porthole and let evil in. See, a lot of us, we blame God for everything bad. The devil don't get blamed for nothing. We get glad with the Lord when things are going our way. And when things are not going our way, we get mad with the Lord. But why the Lord done this? Why the Lord did this? The Lord didn't do anything bad. He just allowed it because we invited it in our house. When we took the bite from the fruit. In other words, when we did what God told us not to do. That's when we mess up. So how do I know when I'm sinning? If God tells you not to do it, you sin. And you did it. Okay? That's how you know you sin. You ain't got to know all that. You just know that he said, don't, and I do, I sin. Okay, that's all it is. You either don't, or you do. Okay? All right. Like, we don't think about it as being a sin. But the word says, let not your heart be troubled. All right. Who is to not let it be troubled? Okay, we are. And person just say, I am. Okay. So if I allow my heart to be troubled, I've gone against the word of God. That's a sin. You see how easy it is for us to sin and not even realize we're sinning? God told you to be joyful. Be walking around here sad. We're sinning. God told us to lift your eyes up to the hills from which cometh our help. And we don't look up, we go looking down and be all gloomy and doomed. We're sinning. Okay. All right. So instead of getting angry with someone, we ought to be joyfully receiving them. Because when we don't, we sin. So we need to be repentant all day long. And ask the Lord to help you to overcome your evil way. Okay? We are his people. The sheep of his pastor. Allow him to be your pastor. All right, allow him to be your shepherds that he can take care of your every need. All right, God said, praise him and in everything, give him thanks. In everything. Give him thanks. What do you mean, pastor? Everything that you're going through, whatever it is, give God thanks, not for the thing, but give him thanks for bringing you through whatever it is. Okay. In everything, while I'm going through, I'm in it. Instead of going through it, boo-hooing and worrying and sending my blood pressure through the roof. go through with it, say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me through another day of it. And I keep on giving thanks because I know my delivery is at hand. Okay. Everything that I got to go through, God has prepared me to go through it. And when I get to the point where I can't get through, he has prepared escape route. All right. We got an escape route already waiting for us. Hallelujah. And whatever it is, stop saying I can't take no more of it. Because you're condemning yourself. The power of life and death lies where? In your tongue. So we curse ourselves and put it on everybody else. So stop cursing your life and speak blessings over it. Because he came that you can speak it. Speak his spoken word. Hallelujah. Speak power over your family. Speak hope over your family. Speak deliverance over your family. Speak salvation over your spouse. Stop saying they ain't no good and they'll never be no good. Stop cursing God, what God has blessed. For this he came that you can have that authority over the enemy. You don't have to obey him. He'll make you think you need to. All right. You got to speak it. The spoken word is powerful. You don't need to just think it. You got to speak it. In the beginning, nothing happened until God said, let there be. When he said, let there be, that's spoken words. Okay. Just like he tell you, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. If you believe God can, then let God do it. And you stop trying to do what God's supposed to be doing. We want to take the whole thing. God said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And it don't mean money. It means you have abundance over your spiritual, physical, mental body. I don't have to be worrying about what I don't have. But I know what I do have. I have the answer to my every problem. I got the answer. And where it is, it's in the word. Remember now, we need to speak thoughts. As Christians of God, we need to start talking like we are. Children of God. And when we speak it into existence. Because we got God in us. And when we speak his word, it's power. Hallelujah. Yeah, we used to say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt. Yes, they do. words that killed the many people. Words that kept the many people from having joy. You were feeling all right till somebody come up and said the wrong thing to you. And there you go, off the handle. And your whole day, whole month, whole year is messed up. But Jesus came. That you might have joy. Notice that you might have it. Why? Because you're the one keeping it from happening. When you let it go, let God come in, everything gonna be all right. And so I can dance through the tent. Hallelujah! I got joy. Unspeakable joy. Joy when I'm going through. Joy when I'm not going through. Joy. Cause my night don't have to be 12 hours. The word says, weeping may. It is a weeping shall. It is a weeping will. But it may. And notice it didn't give them one day for doing that. Weeping may endure. For a night. Didn't say 10 nights. Didn't say a whole year. Didn't say a whole 2 years. But it may endure for how many days? How many days? One. It may endure for one night. For joy. Didn't say it might come. Joy is coming in the morning. But that's when you wake up. And realize what the word has said. When you wake up. Knowing I ain't got no business in this gloom. It's when you realize that same God is still delivering. That same God that brought me through this, he's going to take me through that. The same God that was good yesterday is good today. And will be good forevermore. The same God. Even when you're worrying, you got to act like you're a child of God. And knowing that whatever it is, it's for my good. Stop letting the people rule over your life. Your life is in your hand. Your joy is in your hand. Now you get your joy away, go back and get it. You the one gave it away. I was feeling all right until Dr. Lewis done this. I thought she was saved. What's that got to do with it? The problem is not Dr. Lewis and you. If Dr. Lewis said what she said, because God said you need to hear it. He ain't gonna let it come on you if you didn't need to hear it. It's needful in your life. If it hurt you when it came down, it's because you needed to hear it. That's an area you need to be delivered out of. Jesus came for you. All right. Somebody's thing doing things that's making you upset. That's a rough edge you need to get straightened out. And you. They just a tool that God used to get it out of you. Cause he wants you to have that abundant life. And you're holding your abundance up. Some of us got a whole warehouse full of goodness waiting for us. But we won't let it happen because we are still bad with somebody that done something 10 years ago. Our life has been held up for 10 years. You just existing. Never having no joy. Because when you do it, you'll be questioning it. They didn't mean it. I ain't a forgiver because they didn't mean what they said when they said forgive me. Now we're going to set ourselves up as judge and the jury and executioner. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't worry about nothing. Not anything. It does not matter who it is coming from. Don't let it worry you. You just put the word on. Ain't that what Pastor Fraser told you first Sunday, didn't it? Put the word on them. There you go. That's right. Let the word do the work for you. You ain't got to do it. Put the word on it. And the word says, and by you doing that, it'll cause coals of fire to heat it up in the head. But you got to let the word do it. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice! Now, how do we do it? Do we rejoice or do we get mad and stop speaking? Do you not know you're sinning? And somebody come to help you get delivered. And the only way for them to help you get delivered is by rubbing your rough edge. Part of when the vessel gets rough as it spins on the wheel. The word said that sometimes marred in his hands, get crushed. So sometimes you got to be crushed because your vessel is not of armor. It needs to be crushed and made all over again. Blessed are you, men and women, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Say, neighbor, Make sure it's a lie. Don't get mad because somebody told the truth on you. And if they lied on you, don't get mad still. Because blessed are you when they say all manner of evil against you falsely. Because great is your reward in heaven. So they bless you. They gave you, built you some treasures to build up in heaven that you can even get when you get there. Hallelujah. And you get mad because somebody helping you get more than your credit. See, we got to look at the word. And I need to quit. Look at the word. The word came. Say, it's the word that came. The word came to deliver you. The word came to empower you. The word came to give you joy when you need it. The word came that I can live by the word of God and gain strength and power and deliverance. Through the word of God. Bless you. God bless you. Jesus came. Okay? And so we can have joy 24/7. Jesus came. All right? So that if I don't get what I want to get for Christmas, we ain't gonna get mad. We ain't gonna get sad. We're just gonna be grateful that I'm still here for Christmas. Okay. Somebody could have bought you something for Christmas, but you didn't make it to Christmas. So what would you rather have? The physical gift? Our life. So don't get upset with somebody because they couldn't buy you what you wanted them to buy. I don't want that mess they gave me. Where my receipt so I can take it to the store. But in everything, give thanks. Okay? Because it could have been the other way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be joyful. Things don't go your way. It's because God said it didn't need to go your way. It needs to happen just like it happened. To let you see what kind of life you're living. Are you Christ-like? Or are you the devil-like? God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God's been invitation extend it to whoever so will. Let him come and receive whatever the Lord has in store for you. Hallelujah. Remember now, nobody can do a thing to you but bless you. They may not want intend it for it to be a blessing. But the word said, God is turning it around. Yeah. You mean it from my bad, evil. But God means it for my good. So he's going to change it to my good. And you're going to wind up blessing me instead of cursing me. All right? That's the way to see things. Whatever it is, God's going to fix it for my blessing.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. No, no, no. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. Lord, if you're blessing in this season, please don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. Say it quiet. Lord, if you're blessing in this, here I am, Lord, please don't do it without me. No, no, don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing in this, here I am, Lord, please don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. Oh, oh, if you're healing in, somebody needs you, Lord, don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. Lord, don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me.
People, God said, amen. Amen. God's been preaching. I'm going to take a minute, stand that no one's offered to come. Should you die in your souls and losses while they fought with your own? If you continue in your way of doubt and despair, when you should be in joyful and praising God, it's your fault because he let you know. The authority was placed in your charge. Yes. Jesus came so that you can have authority over the enemy. That's right. Jesus came so you can have authority over all the negativity that's trying to stir in your life. He gave you the power over that. Yes. Okay? And greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And he said, I give you authority, power over all the enemy, and nothing but a sign. My enemies harm you. Live for Christ and live the word. put the word on everything that's negative and get the joy that you're supposed to have. Because the world didn't give it to you. The world can't take it away. So if you don't have it, it's because you gave it away. But the word said the world can't take your joy. Okay? So if you don't have it, it's because you gave it away. You need to go back and find it.
Amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
The God be gracious and loving and kind, continue to bless us, shower us, and keep us protected and covered in his word. Till we should meet again, in Jesus' name, amen.
Let the church.